Hello.
Hi, Jean. How are you? It's Samantha here from Penguin Book Writers.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, welcome on board, Jean. I wanted to walk you through the process. Have you logged in onto our online portal? Is it a good time? Can we have a brief discussion?
We can definitely have a brief discussion. Let me put earpieces in so I can write notes at the same time. Hang on.
Perfect.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, of course I can. All right, so
Okay, that's
first of
fine.
all, Jean, I have a couple of questions for you before I get onto the process. What exactly is the
Okay.
book about, and what is your vision behind writing and publishing the book?
First of all, I'm a co-author, so the other person is going to get the main headline, if you will, because it's her story. And
Okay.
it's her story of traveling through and surviving breast cancer.
Okay, all right. And that's what the book is all about. You were co-authoring her on the project, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. All right, one more thing. I got a specific instruction from Haley to include the other co-author on our portal. So if you may, can you please provide her email address and her contact number to reach you at? One more thing. Would you be the primary person to deal in terms of all the updates, or should we keep him or her as well in the loop?
I would be primary. She has never published before. I have. So I got the responsibility of managing the different language that publishers use because she's not used to that.
Okay, gotcha. So mainly we'll be talking to you, in other words, right?
Correct, correct. Do you
Okay,
need her
then.
information, though?
In that case, I mean, since you're the primary person of contact, you just need to confirm whether you would like her included in the account on the online portal. That way she can keep an eye on the updates and you can handle the rest of it. Would you like me to
And that will
include?
be,
Yes,
yes, please include her for that.
okay. All right. Well, in that case, I'm only going to need her email address. Go ahead.
Okay, hang on a minute. I gotta go. I have to
Sure.
find it here. I can never get the buttons to do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Okay, her email is Vanessa, VANESSA, no spaces, Ross, ROSS, Cakes, CAKES, at gmail.com.
Got it. Let me just repeat that back to you. Vanessa, that is V as in Victor, A as in Alpha, N as in November, E as in Echo, Sierra, Alpha, Ross, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra, S as in Sierra, Cakes, that is C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, K as in Kilo, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
And her full name is Vanessa Ross.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm going to include her in the portal. Now, let me explain to you the process in terms of what exactly you have in the package. First things first will be the evaluation phase, in which the editing experts are going to review the entire manuscript. They will provide an editorial report within 7 to 8 working days, in which they will highlight the strengths, the weaknesses, along with a couple of recommendations in regards to how the book can be improved. Or that has mainly to do with the transition and the storyline of it, okay? So
Right, I get that.
once we provide all those suggestions to you, you have the right to accept or reject based on your preferences, of course. At the end, it's your book, so you make the call, all right? So
Right.
once you provide your feedback on that, we enter into the second phase, which is the implementation of all the suggestions and edits that you have approved in the evaluation report. All right, so whatever you have approved, we're going to show you how it's going to appear in the manuscript. For example, if one of the suggestions, it's just a vague example that I'm providing to you, just so that you can understand how it will work, okay? So, for example, if in the evaluation report they mention something about, let's say, chapter 4, for it to be expanded, All right. Now, if you agree with that suggestion, you would be like, okay, team, go ahead and expand that. In phase two, what we'll do is that we'll send you the draft of chapter two expanded as per the opinion and the suggestion of the editing team, and this is what it would look like. We'll send you that draft.
Okay.
Of course, it will be a rough draft, and once you review that, if you like it, if you're okay with that, then we move forward to the next chapter. If not, then you might have some additional comments, additions, or revisions on that particular chapter that you can place, all right, that you can place
yep.
a revision on. So that's how the phase two will work. In phase two, you'll be getting drafts, individual drafts of, let's say, maybe the first chapter or 15 to 20 pages, depending on how extensive editing we are doing or how much
okay.
editing is required per chapter, you know. If it's less editing, you might receive more pages or maybe two chapters altogether. If it's extensive editing, then of course you might receive just one chapter, maybe 10 to 12 or 15 pages. All of that depends on the number of edits required.
Correct.
Okay. So that way, we'll be working in a particular sequence and in a chronological order. We will start to send you the chunks and pieces to review once the team has edited, once you confirm or provide your feedback, whatever it can be. And based on that, we move forward to the next batch of edits. And that's how we compete.
Let me interrupt for two questions. So when you're doing the editing, are you using the Chicago Manual of Edit, Manual of Style?
Well,
or is this just your own edit?
That completely depends on the preference that you would like to state. If you want us to follow the Chicago editing style, we can go ahead and follow that. If you want to follow the MLA, then we can go ahead and follow that. Right now, we'll be editing the book as per the publishing standards. And when I say that, I mean Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Those are like the primary platforms, so we
right.
follow their criteria for the publishing requirements. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And
yep.
that will conclude phase two once we have developed all the content as per the evaluation, initial evaluation, then we enter into phase three. Phase three will be very simple. A compliance check will be involved. In other words, the book or the manuscript will be thoroughly proofread for grammatical errors, punctuations, typos, spelling errors, along with the formatting of the book as per the publishing standards. So that will all be done right at the end, in the last phase, once we have developed all the content. You know, like the major work would be done. So we'll focus mm-hmm. on the layout, the interior, the font setting, typesetting of the pages, pagination, et cetera, et cetera. And that will
okay.
complete the entire editing process. While we are working in terms of editing the book, we will also be working on a sideline on the book cover. So the design team will ask you to fill out the brief form first. Once you have done that, if you have a certain concept in mind, you can put that down on paper. In other words, I mean in an email and provide us these specifications. If you don't have anything
okay.
specific, we will provide you initially with two concepts to choose from. All right.
Okay, let me interrupt there, please. Mm-hmm. We have already designed the cover, and there's a reason that it is designed the way it is for us. So we can send that to you, and you can fit it in. Now, my question is, what format would you need the cover?
Okay. Now, that is the most important question, Jean, because since we are talking about a memoir sort of book, right? So in that, I would recommend that the book should be on the standard trim size, which is 6x9.
You're going really quickly, Samantha.
So sorry.
Slow down because I got lots
okay.
of questions.
Right,
we were looking at 5.5x8.5, but 6x9 is fine.
The reason why I would
yeah.
suggest you to go with a 6x9 rather than 5.5x8.5, because with these 0.5 margins, we might face some technical difficulties in terms of the bleeding options and in terms of the printed out format, in other words. You know, it'll be a little bit of a hassle. If we go with an even number of 6x9, it will be much more easier for us to get this done in a very effective manner. So from me,
okay,
a recommendation.
Wait, question in there.
Go ahead.
I've been down this road four times before,
mm-hmm.
so I've got a pretty good idea of what the questions are and what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
What are the margins that you will be using in the interior of the book?
We'll be using the exact same margins. If the book cover will be set up on 6x9 trim size, we will be using the standard margin size that comes under the trim size of 6x9. If you need more
specifications,
then
that's what I want to know, what that is.
Okay. Right now,
not a trim size. I'm not talking trim size. I'm talking margins
mm-hmm.
within the book and the internal pages.
Yes, I understand that. See, these templates have generic margins or allotted or assigned with a particular trim size. That's the reason why I cannot give you this.
That's cool. And I get no, Samantha.
At this point,
please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please slow down on this. Okay,
sorry.
We've got an awful lot done here, and I need to know if I need to go back in and adjust that.
Okay.
So what are the margins for the inside of the book?
Okay.
I know it's relevant to 6x9, but
mm-hmm.
what are the margins?
As of now, Jean, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that I don't have that as of now because I haven't even seen the manuscript yet. Once I see that, I sit down with the team, I may be able to give that particular details to you. Is that fine?
Yeah, I don't quite understand the reason why, but that's okay. So you won't decide. So I have already set up the margins based on 5.5 by 8.5, which is,
okay.
I think, bottom and top is 1.8 and sides are 1.75. So I'll just leave them like that, and then you'll adjust. All right.
Yes. And I'm so sorry I couldn't answer this question. It's too technical for me because I'm not the formatter, Jean. You have done this. That's the reason why you have an idea in regards to the margin. So that's
right.
The reason why I couldn't answer this question of yours. All right?
Okay.
I will get
fine.
You more information.
I get it.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
You add more questions.
No. That's fine. Right now
okay,
what we're talking about is setting up formatting on this. What do we do next?
Yes. And formatting will be the last phase in the editing process. So by the time we reach there, I'm sure we'll figure something out, all right? And it's not a problem.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes. The team it will be sitting on the formatting phase right at the end, and based on what you will provide, I'm talking about the manuscript, we will go ahead and adjust that accordingly, okay? So you got nothing to worry about. All right, so that is in regards to the editing process. Once we send you the final files, the print-ready files, to review, and once you give a go-ahead, we will go ahead and create the publishing accounts. And I see that the platforms that we are looking at are Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, Kobo, Powell's, Apple, Google, and Chapter. So we will work on these platforms respectively one by one. We'll begin with Amazon. We'll send you the preview links to review. That will be the one final review before the book is submitted to Amazon. All right. Once you provide your go-ahead, we'll go ahead and submit the book. It takes, you know the rest. It takes 72 hours for them to review it. Just in case if there are any adjustments that are required, they will send you a direct email. You can provide that to us, and based on that, our team will fix the error and resubmit the book. And that is pretty much it. Oh, one more thing. I'm missing one most important thing out here. Once the book is approved by you, then we will enter into the publishing phase. But before we do that, we will send you one printed proof copy just to make sure that everything is appearing to be as it is on the digital copy. So just to ensure that, we'll send you a copy to review. And once you approve that, then we will go ahead and publish the book.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
I still have questions.
Go ahead.
Okay. We want to, in other words, with the cover that's already been designed, we want those particular colors, and that will follow front and back. I am to write the back of the book. Am I correct? We can put a photograph on the back of the book. Is that correct?
Yes, you can. Normally, what I recommend is that if it's a nonfiction book, we should have a little bit about the author on the back cover. And if we can have like a brief synopsis of the book, that would be great too. Of course, with an author's Of course, with an author's portrait, short. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. A little bit about the author, and then a book summary. Okay, that's what I'm used to. And
with
then
a picture.
Picture.
And
right, and the, plus a picture. Okay.
I want to completely answer your question. The back cover description, you are not supposed to write that. The team would do that for you, just in case if the back cover description provided by the team is not relevant or you do not like it, then maybe you can provide something from your own end. We'll have that proofread. If there are any major changes to be made, we'll cover that and it will be finalized.
What is the reason that the team would write that back summary and not the author?
Well, there's no particular reason. It's because the team would already be working on the editing of the book. They understand the ins and outs of the book, and they understand how to write a professional back cover description. That's the reason why we prefer for them to do it. But if there is anything that you would like to add, or if you would like to handle this on your own, that is completely your call. We would go ahead and respect your decision. We'll use whatever you provide.
So when I submit the manuscript, I will also include a back cover paragraph or two. Because inside the book there is a section called About the Author. So there's a larger amount on the inside. And again, having done this four times, I'm aware of what needs to go on the back. So we'll write it, submit it, and then we can discuss what needs to be changed or not.
Does that sound like a plan? Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Now, another question. We have a number of photographs in color. Can they be included in the book at this price?
Let me check your package. Just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling this up.
Sure. Sure.
Thank you very much for being online. Yes, if your question refers to having the images placed inside the book, the manuscript, once we are finalizing it and formatting it according to the publishing standards, then, of course, we will cover that. One more question.
Okay, is that in color? Are they in color?
Yes.
They
so do you want do you want the copies, do you want the images to stay in color when you're publishing it?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, then we will have to discuss a little bit more about the price setting, because if you will include colored copies, you'll have to set the pricing for the book a little bit higher as compared to the regular price in order to earn substantial royalties. All right? So that is good to go.
Understood. Okay. All right.
Okay, now can I take you towards the portal? If you're sitting in front of your computer, I would like for you to open up your email and find an invitation from Creative Design Agency.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me get the computer back up. All right, I am looking at, oh, come on. Silly computer, it thinks it's done today.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. All right. Now, this one is from Brian Williams, Welcome on Board. It has the invoice and it has the contract. So I'm looking for a different email. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. Before that.
Okay. Hang on.
Two more emails before that.
There are. Okay. All right. Let me go to the first one.
Yes.
And that just says added to, he's added me to Creative Design Agency.
Yes.
Is that the email you're looking for?
Yes. That's the name of the portal. It will give you an option to get started. So you need to click on that.
Okay. And then it says start collaborating. I put in first name, last name. Now, I stopped there because I had a question on the two boxes at the bottom. One says, I would like to receive news about Teamwork products, and the other says, you agree to the storing of your data. Explain that to me, please.
Okay, the first one, see, this is a third-party portal platform that we're using for our communication, all right? We have taken their services in order to facilitate the communication between us and our clients. So the first checkbox is about their products. You don't need to checkmark that, but for the second one, yes, you will need to checkmark that because all your information will be stored on this portal.
Okay. Okay. I'm writing notes as we go. All right, I will check that box, and then it says finish signing up.
That is correct. Once you are logged in, let me know. I will walk you through the entire process, where exactly you can upload files and where we will be communicating, because we won't be using all the options available on this dashboard.
Okay. So I need to create a password, which I did not do.
Yes. And by the way, your co-author will have her own account, okay? So you don't need to share your password or anything. Both of you will have different accounts, but you will have the access of the same project.
Okay. Let me write down the password before I forget it.
Yes.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Okay, now it says tasks, and no tasks have been found. All right, what do we do on this page?
Okay, you need to look on the top where it says list, board, table, dashboard, some options like these, and it's going to give you the option to go to the messages section or inbox.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Sure.
I've got at the very top where my name is, it
yes.
says list, board, table, dashboard, files. And I go to more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click on more. And I've got Gantt, comments, notebooks, links, and finance.
No messages section?
Oh, yeah, there's a messages. Did you
yes.
want that one? Messages?
Yes.
All right, there's messages.
Please click on
okay.
messages, and you will see a thread created by Brian. Brian, by the way, is one of the team members, and he's the account manager. So he'll be responsible for the basic deliveries, day-to-day tasks. You need to click
okay.
on Welcome on Board.
Click on that, Welcome on Board.
Now it
okay.
will open up the entire correspondence. There are two detailed messages sent from Brian. The first one is to welcome you on board with two brief forms attached. One of them says book editing services, and the other one says book cover design. So you click on the
okay.
three dots and download both the files.
Download both of them?
Yes. Download both of them, and you fill them out, and you re-upload them. I will walk you through how you can re-upload them again.
Okay, so I have downloaded. Now what do I do?
Yeah, you download that, and you save it. You can fill this out in your own time. Since it's a weekend coming up, you can do that over the weekend as well. The second message
okay.
contains the paid invoice along with the contract. You can download that for your record and send in the signed copy of the contract back to us. Now, I need you to find
Got
the add reply option on this page. It would be right at the bottom, I believe.
I've got it. Yep.
Okay, click on add reply. Once you click on add reply, it's going to give you a drop box to type a message, and at the bottom of it, it'll give you an option to attach a file. You see that?
Okay, I see type your message.
Mm-hmm.
I see who should be notified, and I see attach a file. Okay.
Yes. You click on attach a file, and then you have two options through which you can upload the filled out brief forms that I asked you to download earlier, along with the manuscript and the book cover. You can either drag and drop the files here, or you can click on add files and it will redirect you to your computer.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let me repeat what I just heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
So I download the invoice and the contract. I read through those, I sign them, and then I can put attach a file, which would be each of those files because you get copies back,
mm-hmm.
And that's it. And I hit add files, and you guys get it, yes?
Yes, add files, and then you have to hit post your reply. Remember,
and then post reply.
Yes. Remember one thing, if you're not including a message with the files, it won't allow you to post your reply. It's just a technical glitch with the system. So just make sure you're adding a one-liner message, maybe saying that Samantha or Brian, please find the files attached. So altogether, you have to send me five things back. Let me tell you what I need. Number one would be the manuscript. Number two will be the book cover that you guys have already finalized.
Mm-hmm.
Number three will be the book editing service brief form that I asked you to download earlier.
Okay.
Number four will be the book cover design. Well, you know what? Scratch out the book cover design brief form because you already have a cover ready. Just in case if we need to change that or if we have any other opinion, we will have a discussion on that first. So no need to recreate the cover. Scratch that out. Number four will be the contract, the signed contract. That's it.
Okay, start from the beginning, Samantha. Tell me what I need to send.
Okay.
You said manuscript first. Now, I will tell you the manuscript is 99% ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's going to be a while until you get that. Just as long as you understand.
Okay.
Manuscript. What's the second thing needs to be sent?
Book cover design.
The book cover design. Okay.
Okay.
What's the third?
And then book editing service brief form that you downloaded earlier. The file that was attached with Brian's message, that needs to be filled out.
Okay. Okay. Then
okay.
What?
Okay. And then the signed contract.
Contract. Okay.
That's it.
What
Didn't
else?
You submit that?
Just four. Okay.
Yes.
Let me repeat back. Mm-hmm. I will send to you the completed manuscript, which is going to take probably at least 2 weeks, the cover design, which is ready to go, the
mm-hmm.
book editing form, which needs to be signed, and the signed contract. So you'll get, out of those four, you'll get the three. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
You'll get those by next week. Okay.
All right. Just a quick question before we wrap this up. What exactly is going on with the manuscript currently? Because if it's something that we can cover, you don't need to wait 2 weeks, you know? So I just want to have a better understanding in regards to that.
Okay. That's fine. The co-author has gone through, we've gone through this with a fine-tooth comb, but you know how well when you edit something, another set of eyes always finds something else.
Yes.
So I have, I'm looking at the manuscript now. I have probably 24 edits, and it's probably commas and periods and little stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's nothing big.
Mm-hmm.
I need to transpose two sections because she wanted it into under a different topic, which means I need to change the table of contents as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all things that I can sit here at my desk and get done within a day. It's just concentrating, getting that done. The bigger thing is looking at the photographs that we have. We want them included probably in the center of the book,
mm-hmm.
a series of photographs. We have to look through those. Do I need to crop those the way I want them, or do I just send them all to you and you guys place them?
Okay, you'll have to send in, first of all, in regards to the images, I will address this first and then go back to what you said. I have a couple of things to add, okay? So firstly, the images, you will need to send us the print-ready images. That means if there's any editing or any cropping that needs to be done on the images, you'll have to do that on your own and send that in. Of course, there is another option for us to do this. We have an entire team of experts sitting here working on the images and illustration arts. But then again, this is not covered in your package. So the better way of going about it would be you providing us the final images, all right? Because otherwise it would just put in an additional cost. So that being
said.
Got it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need print ready. Now, when you say print ready, are you talking JPEG or are you talking some other – how do you want that sent to you? Let me put it that way.
JPEG.
Print ready.
High resolution JPEG.
JPEG. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
High resolution. Okay.
Yes. Just make sure that the images would not pixelate once we go to the print option.
Got it. I hear that. Okay. High resolution,
okay.
JPEG. Is there a particular size of these? Are right now they're just photographs, so I need to scan them in. Edit. So what size do I need to edit? If we can get 4 on a page.
I'm not too sure about this at the moment. We'll have to take a look at the images and then provide you a specific size. At this point of time, it's too early to say anything about it, okay?
And it is not in the standard manuscript. The images will be sent in a different file.
Separately.
Is that correct?
Yes. They should be sent separately. So the resolution of that does not get impacted. If you insert it in the book, the manuscript, it might affect or impact the resolution.
Got it. I get that. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
One more
question
I have for you. Since you mentioned that the manuscript would be like 99% completed, I would like to know your opinion in regards to the entire process. See, evaluation, the critical evaluation part comes in when the manuscript is in a raw form, you know. If you and the co-author, if they are confident that there shouldn't be any more changes to the story, narration, or the transition of it, then maybe we can skip phase 1 and phase 2 and go right to phase 3, which was formatting and the compliance check.
Huh. Well, I got to think about that.
Okay.
Let me think about that, because that's part of this package and that's what we're paying for.
Yes.
For that piece. I'm thinking that let me explain a little bit about the book.
Mm-hmm.
So my co-author, during her whole journey through breast cancer, maintained a blog. And so the half of the book is half of the input into each chapter is her blog. It doesn't say that it's from her blog, but it's her words, and her words are done in italics.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have added additional clarifications in standard print.
Mm-hmm.
It's all done in Garamond. I don't know what font you prefer, but that's what I was used to, so that's what I did.
Okay.
So that's the only transition. That's the only thing that might be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me think about that.
There's another
way. I don't want to cross off the idea of another set of eyes looking at periods and commas.
No, that will already
so.
Be catered. See, either way, we will not be skipping out the compliance check. I'm talking about the transition and major changes to the storyline. Because since we already established, since we already established that the manuscript is almost finalized and you're only working on minor things such as grammatical errors, maybe punctuations and stuff like that, right? So there is another option.
That is,
What we can do is that we can provide you the editorial report, the evaluation report, and you can look into that. If it doesn't make sense to you, then we can cut right to the chase and start with the compliance check only.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, I understand.
That'll help you make your decision. See, if the recommendations and suggestions does not make sense to you and you feel that it is not necessary to change the story or the narration, then, of course, then we are good to go. We can skip that part, which is the developmental editing part, and we can go straight to the line editing part, which is the compliance check along with the formatting of the book.
Got it. Okay, I get it.
Okay, so
does
I will provide
money, Samantha?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately, because...
It's just a thought, hey, you can't hurt me for asking.
Yeah, of course. See, if you want to rule out the evaluation process entirely and have your package modified for compliance checks and line editing only, of course, with the formatting included, then there might be an impact on the cost or the pricing that you've paid
right.
so far for the package. But if you're taking the evaluation report, you know, just to have someone review this and provide their opinion in regards to whether there should be any major changes or transformations required on the narration or the transition of the book, then that will not impact the cost.
Okie dokie. One more question, not one more, but an additional question.
Yes.
You guys supply a paid ISBN, is that correct? So you are responsible for writing up that ISBN page.
Let me, for the page, yes, we are responsible, but for the ISBN, I just need to make sure that it is included in the package. If not, then you will have to provide us with an ISBN number. Let me go through that.
Okay. When I spoke with Haley, I asked that same question, and she said you guys would be able to answer that for me.
Yes.
So I need to know if we are providing the ISBN, I need to know now, or well, soon, because that takes a while for the government to push that stuff through, and that
mm-hmm.
changes our time frame.
Right. Let me look into that really quickly and answer your question. So pulling up your package now and – okay. Okay, Jean, I do not see any clause for the ISBN and copyright, so you have to work on that on your own.
So I will have to – okay, I will have to – to do that.
Yeah. You do that and you provide us with the ISBN number. Of course, there is an option for us to include that service in the package, but then again, you know, additional service comes with an additional cost. So if that is something
well,
you can handle on
is,
your end, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The other part is I was told that you would provide a free ISBN, but what that does is it limits who can publish this book. Where
yes.
if it's my copyright and my ISBN, I can send it out anywhere to be published. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. The free ISBN
right.
that is being referred to is the ASIN number from Amazon. You know, a lot of people, they
okay.
Yes. And you are an author, so you already understand what that means. It is mainly
exactly.
restricted to Amazon only. That number cannot be used
okay.
anywhere else on the other platforms.
Okay, I need to highlight that on my notes.
Of course.
All right. Okay, all right, let's go. What else do we do?
Okay, that is pretty much it. One last question for you before I let you go. What is the estimated time frame or deadline that you have anticipated for this project completion?
For the project completion, let me look at the calendar here. Let me see one. I would like it to be totally to you done, complete by the end of May. Is that okay? End of May.
Okay. Let me give you a rough time frame as well so you understand how it works. End of May,
yep.
If we are looking at an end of May deadline, then we may have to rush the project. The standard timeline deadline.
No, we're not. We've been doing this for, this has been a year and a half of writing,
mm-hmm.
so I don't want to rush it anymore.
Okay.
You tell me what's a good deadline then.
Yeah, I was going to come to that. When we're working with a book of, let's say, 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. Again, it all comes down to the evaluation report. So once
right.
you review that,
right.
and if you agree with some of the extensive editing suggestions, then of course we'll have to have a discussion again on the timeline. If not, if it's just going to be the compliance check and the formatting, the standard stuff, then it might not take so long, and we might as well be able to complete and publish the book by the end of May.
Okay, what I am writing on my note is end of May to end of June, because that's in case we decide to do the evaluation phase. And okay, fine. So is that reasonable?
That sounds about right.
Okay, okay.
Again, once we assign the project to the editing team, if they have anything else to contribute to, they will let us know. In other words, if they need an extension.
Okay, I get it. I get it. All right, that makes sense.
All right, so that is pretty much it, Jean. If you have any other questions, you can go ahead and shoot them right at me.
Okay, I think we have covered, wait a minute. Do I need to provide a barcode as well as an ISBN number?
Yes, ISBN, barcode, and the imprint that would go with it. So there will be three things.
I don't understand the imprint. That's new to me. What do you mean the imprint?
Okay, an imprint is basically like a secret code or key to using an ISBN number. See, an ISBN number is just a 10 to 13 digits number, long number, and in order to use that, once you're buying this from any company or third party, they will provide you the imprint with it. In order to use the ISBN, we need to have the imprint as well. Whoever you are buying this from, let them know that you need the imprint as well. They'll provide it to you.
Okay. I am not familiar with that before, and I've done this a couple times. So,
yes.
All right. Maybe it
Google
came
it.
Automatically, and I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course. Somebody must have taken care of it, and that's how you didn't end up hearing about it. You can Google more about it, okay?
Yeah, I will. Okay. What questions should I have asked that I did not ask, Samantha?
I think you've been excellent. You've covered pretty much everything. And it was actually a great productive session because since you know about it, so you had the right questions. And that's
okay.
What I'm glad that we covered each and every aspect of it. Once you submit the manuscript, maybe I will have more questions for you. So let us review that, and we'll move from there.
Okay. And I just thought of another one. So when I take the photographs and put them and send them to you, do I explain where those photographs are going to be inserted in the manuscript?
Yes, because if you do not explain,
okay.
The team will be figuring that out on their own, and it might not be as you planned. You know, sometimes you have a certain thought about having the picture placed in a certain manner, in a certain section, and it might be different from what I might think of it to go to. So for that reason, I think it would be better for you to provide the placement of it as well. That way it will be much more convenient for the team to provide you what you were looking for.
Okay. Well, I've got 2 pages of notes here, so I think I got everything.
Yes, of course. You got it. All right. So that is
now,
pretty much it.
What is your title? In other words, are you my project coordinator? Is that what you are?
I am actually the head of the project management team, and I usually like to take calls in order to answer to all the concerns, make sure the bigger picture is covered. So your daily task coordination would be with Brian.
Okay, he's daily. So what's his title? Is he my project coordinator?
Yes, you can call that. He's the account manager.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I'm just so I know who I'm calling or who I'm talking to.
Right.
Okay, I will probably have more questions the next time we talk, or you will receive an email from me or something, and we will go from there.
I will be happy to answer that. And just in case if there are any concerns, anything bothering you, you reach out to me directly, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Samantha. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time. I'm glad that we're working on this project together, and I will make sure that we do not disappoint you.
Oh, I'm sure you will not. I'll be on top of it anyway. So.
Of course. And I'll be looking forward to working on one of your own books, you know, in future, because I'm thinking of sustaining a long-term relationship.
There are many in the works. There are several in the works. So,
Okay. Yes, this
is just helping a friend. So,
gotcha.
Okay, off we go. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. You have yourself a nice weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye now.